Hi, my name's Chris Ford and I'm a software developer with ThoughtWorks. And today I'm going to present to you a Pecha Kucha on the subject of software folklore. If you haven't heard of a Pecha Kucha before, it's very simple. 20 slides of 20 seconds each. Now, if you are going to find my Pecha Kucha interesting, you probably need to agree with me that culture is important. And not in a purely general abstract sense of society as a whole, but very specifically for how we carry out our practice of software development. I think it determines a lot of what we do and how we see ourselves. Now, one of the great things we do to transmit our culture in software development is to come up with laws. So Parkinson's Law is a classic that says that you'll always be working right up to the deadline. So this law is both a description of what's going on and also part of our culture as software developers. Brooks's Law is another law about scheduling and captures a truth that people who aren't programmers can't always easily understand, that if people are added to a project, especially a late project, it does not necessarily add to a speed up. In fact, it often results in a slowdown of progress while the new people are assimilated to the team. Hofstadter's Law is wonderful because not only does it describe the fundamental inability of software developers to estimate how long it'll take for them to do something, but it's also recursive. So it's an expression of the way we like to think about the world. We write recursive functions, we write recursive laws. Murphy's Law is known very widely and says that if anything can go wrong, it will. And for us as software developers whose systems might easily process tens of thousands of transactions in a very short space of time, we do know that actually if anything can go wrong, even a 1 in a million chance, it will. Conway's Law is something that is both prescriptive and descriptive. It says that if we have an organization, then the structure of the software systems built by that organization will be determined by the structure of the organization. So it's something about how we can understand how we relate to each other. Zawinski's Law is something about how products tend to develop over time. So we know that as features are requested of us, that if you do not do anything else to resist it, that entropy will mean that software will get more and more features until it eventually can read email. Moore's Law is quite interesting because it's an almost a physical law, or it's an economics law. It says that the power of computers doubles every 24 months. So it suggests to us that sometimes the most efficient way to optimize our programs is simply to wait until the hardware catches up with us. Fitts's Law seems very common sense. If you have a button that is bigger, it's easier to click on. But often in the culture of software programming, we don't always respect even simple laws like this, and usability is something that we don't always bring to the forefront of our culture. Postel's Law is humorously political. You can see it even in the language. But you have to consider what Postel's Law and following Postel's Law might have meant for security in our organizations. Because if you're tolerant of things that come in that aren't quite right, it opens yourself up to much more undefined scenarios that can be exploited. Ford's Law is the law that I'd like to see my name attached to if I get a choice in such things. Because if you work in distributed systems, you should know that it's theoretically impossible to tell what the last email someone sent was. And so I really hope that programmers don't need to be told not to ask that. Godwin's Law, like many of the others' laws, has a prescriptive and a descriptive edge. On one hand, it describes the situation where eventually someone will invoke the Nazis in order to win an argument, but it also, in a corollary, prescribes that the person who does such an invocation loses the argument. Hanrahan's Law sounds very reasonable. Similia similibus curantur, like cures light, fight fire with fire. If you know a little bit more about Hanrahan, you'll know this is not actually a software law, but one of the founding principles of homeopathy. So you have to be very careful when people give you laws that sound reasonable on the surface. It doesn't automatically mean that they're effective. This law says, and I think no one would doubt the truth of this, that everything sounds better if it's said in Latin. So you have to ask yourself, what is a law? We've seen political statements, we've seen almost anecdotes, we've seen quasi-physical laws. So what does it mean in software when we talk about a law? Well, I think it's something closer to a pattern or a cliche, a saying. It's a repository for our collective wisdom, and the fact that we choose to express our collective wisdom in pseudoscientific terms is because software development is a pseudoscience. We do not base most of our collective wisdom on empirical research, but we do like to think that we are science-like. I don't think that computer science should qualify as science. It's not based on empirical research. It's often based on mathematics and proofs and type theory, and that's great, but it doesn't fit the definition of a science. We don't have a theory and then empirically test it, by large, when we're in computer science or practical software development. Now, the other bugbear I have is software engineering. I don't think that software engineering is an adequate metaphor for what a software developer does day in, day out. There's a lot of subtlety, and while engineering is a great discipline, I don't think you can simply cut and paste attitudes or principles from software engineering, so from engineering to software. So what can and should we do? Well, I think we should just be honest about the basis of our knowledge, so that regardless of how we come by what we know, we acknowledge to ourselves how we know it, and that will help us become wiser software developers. Thanks very much.